Shmaitza Shia Thursday night, or Le Yud Dalet Mar Cheshmon, Tov Shanayim Dalet, Shmaitza Vov Perik Dalet. Shmaitza Vov Perik Dalet. Like this kind, this is okay, it's too small lettering. Shmaitza Vov Perik Dalet. So, Shmaitza Vov Perik Dalet has 3 points that he discusses. Okay, the first point was what we said, the Maram's saying that the Eidechot Neged Chazaka would have to be that the Divrei Eidah was a Chazaka, so he had a Shiloh from the Dorim, and we talked about that last night. Now, his second point starts with the word Omnom. I don't know how the paragraphs work, but it's right after the Kasha from Neder and the Teretz of Neder. That should have been 2 paragraphs. The first was the Kasha, why Neder is called against the Chazaka. And then his Teretz that we saw last night, Omnom Ha Kasha. Now he's going on to a second question. If he Mashim Avur Etzleinu, the Gersa should be Lechor Perak Aleph and Perak Beis. Gabi Momen Vadei Lemani Biyodai, Elabitoras Migu Mamish. Right, but Filu Hechad Dehoya Biyodo at one point in time, but now it's not. Loi Mahani B'Momen Rak B'Toras Migu, and therefore Migu L'Mafreya L'Amrinu L'Mafreya L'Amrinu Migu. Avinu Eino L'Hotzi Momen Nami Lo Mehemen B'Momen. That's the Shmaitzer. That Shmaitzer that Eidechad is not Nehemen B'Momen, even when it's not Kineged the Chazaka. But Biyodo is Nehemon, but only B'Toras Migu. And Migu L'Mafreya Loi Mahani. Im Kane. So again, he's asking a kasha on that. He's coming from Eidechad B'Momen is no good, even when it's not Kineged HaChazaka, and it is good if it's B'Yado, but only B'Toras Migu, and Migu L'Afreya L'Amrina. Im Kane. So he's asking me the following question. Hadi Amru Hekdesh, the Gemara is talking about Hekdesh, that Gemara in Yavam is in the beginning of the 10th parak. So the Gemara says, an Eidechad is Nemon to say that a Hekdesh was Nifte. That what you knew was Hekdesh, it's against the Chazak and the Gemara. What you ostensibly believed was Hekdesh, someone was Poded, and now it's not Hekdesh anymore. So the Gemara says, Ikadush is Domin, so you can't have a Raya from there to the Isha that the Baila died, because Ikadush is Domin, if you're talking about Kadush is Domin. Mishun the biyado lufdoso. That's why he's nama, because it's biyado. Now, so the Shmaitza says, stop right there. But even the biyado ainu mishamigo, biyado lufdoso, he means, is not going to be b'taras migu. If you remember, the Shmaitza brought down a rush that if it's a question of your spending money, he said, like, making mafrish mishalo ashal chaveiro, taking Trumas Amaisis on his friend's tour. So the biyado there is not Pataras Migu, says the Rosh. Because no Migu, he's not going to spend his money for his friend's tour. So here also, so the biyado lifdoso is following the reasoning of the Rosh in Gittin. So the biyado lifdoso wouldn't be Migu. It would be the Bailam din of Biyado. He's like the Bailam of the Zach. Right? So by Hekdesh Lifdoso, you have the same reasoning. Who says he wants to spend money on the pigeon? So the Biyado treats him as a Bailam. The Torah's Bailam. In Cain, when you go to Rosh Perak and Zach, in the Otu, B'Shuftoni, Askin, and Ayisham, Huva B'Perak Aleph, Ochanami, Ainzim, B'Shum Bigu, to be yodo lifdoso, they no migu. Mishem and a road to lahotzi mamonu al pinyon. Al kocha chenu ala mishum biyodo, meaning the bailus biyodo. The imkain, now comes the kasha. If biyodo is not a migu, it's only going to be good b'toris bailus. But lechora, we're dealing with momen. Because we're dealing with momen hektish. That's what he's going to be talking about. Do you look at it primarily as Issa v'Heter, or do you say it has an aspect of Momenus? And you have to deal with the aspect of Momenus Shabbat. He says, V'imkei Mali Momen Hedyot, Ol Mochro L'Shamayim, right? The Hekdesh, it belongs to Hekdesh. So by saying it's not Hekdesh, he's Mafkiya Momen from Hekdesh. He's saying it's not Hekdesh's Momen anymore. So B'nei Rechot is not Nemon by Momen, to be Moitzi Momen, Mikam Biyodo of the Bailus, only of the Migul variety. So by Hekdesh it also shouldn't help. That's the Shmaitz's Kasha. But we should look, why don't we look at Hekdesh as a monetary issue, and therefore Bimonoshach Biyodo, see, it could work maybe with Taras Migu, maybe it could work with Taras Migu, but you don't say Migu if you're telling me I could have spent money on your thing. That's the Rosh in Gittin. So here by Hekdesh also, I'm not going to spend money to be paid to your Hekdesh. So if so, it's only Bailus, but if you look at it as Momenus, so there's no angle of Bailus, so therefore, why is there a Biyado in an Eid Echot saying that the Hekdesh was Nifta? That is the Shmaitz's Kasha. And now he brings a Raya that Hekdesh treated like Momenus. The Hokos of Aran B'chidushiv is very example rare. Gabi Misha Bo, Omar, right? But Misha Bob, an Eid Echot came, the Omer to the Yorushim, to the Yisomim, Re'isius Avichem, Shehitmin Mos, B'Sheva, Teva, Umigo, Vomar, Shoploni Heim, Shomai Sushaini Heim. Right? So Babayis, if they're Muchzokim, I guess, Noyom HaKlum, or maybe because no Biyodo. Where he could take it, Dvor of Kayomen. Zaklau, Kosha Biyodo Litlon, Dvor of Kayomen. So it's like a Biyodo. The Hiksha, so the Ran asks, in one case at least, he's saying it's Maisa Shani. Maisa Shani is like Hekdesh, it's like Momon Gavola, maybe we pass good Momon Gavola. So he's looking at it as a component like or at least it's Isser. Or my Samoman Isurahu. The Kaimalan Erechon Neman be Isur and Afidu Eina Biyodo. And if he's saying it's Meiser Shani money, that should be treated like Isser. He's saying it's Isser. Why do you have to say only he's only Neman with Biyodo? Because of Hashem Ramban, so the Ran answers, Hashem Ramban, the Meiser Shani Nami Afuke Mamoinahu, because he's taking away money from the Yisayimim and he's essentially giving it to Rishus Gavoa. Shehu moitzi momen Rishus Hedyo Rishus Gavoa. Eid Echot loy mehemen ela b'yisura greida, but when you're also through the Eidus being moitzi momen Rishus l'Rishus b'filu yesh nafkusa bolin yin yisur, but when there's momen, even if there's a nafkamina l'gabi yisur, but we treat it primarily like momen. So therefore, the Eid Echot is not Neman without Biyodo. If you look in the Neman, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mishamotzos Momen, Mirshus L'Rishus, Ayin Shom. Kachkos V'Aran Perika Oimer.
That's a big Yisod there, right? It's both. Easter and Mamon. We have to relate to
it. Kaponim L'Gabi and Eid Echot, we treat it like Momen.
You've got to relate to the Momen Dik Kumra.
We came back to Shnami, Hechen Nema, by Tzvas Mona, Mishus L'Rishus, Dainam Mishus Gavoy, L'Rishus Hedyait, Uviyodol of Tosu, Einam Mishum Migu. Much goes wrong, the Mishum Tony Askino, Sheyot Simon, Mishul Chavei, Rabbi Mitzvah, Mishum Biyodo, the Nema, Mishul Yisuri Torah, Alt Bailus. But you don't say that by Mom. I don't understand why doesn't he ask on the Ran when he says it's my there the Gemara says he is Namon with Biyodo to take it away, right? Something's fishy. Why? Because there the Gemara says Besodah he's Namon with Biyodo Litlon, right? And that's not going to be with a Migu. I mean, he can take it away means he would be stealing. So probably the more mean the Torah is Bailus. Chari is seeing that Gemara that there is a Biyodo of Bailus. I'm asking on the Rosh. I'm not on the Rosh. I'm asking. But who decided that there's no biyado of bialus by mammon? That's the Shmaitzer. The Rosh never really said that. The Rosh didn't say that. The Shmaitzer said that there's no biyado of bialus by mammon, only b'toras migra. But the Chari has an often esteem to the Shmaitzer, because the Gemara says with biyado, you want them to say it's Maisa Sheni.
Is that migra in it?
I don't think there's a migra that he can take it away.
He can take it. Yeah.
There's a migra that he can steal it.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not going to.
What? He would be stealing.
He's giving it
to Plony. He would be stealing if he took it away.
He's saying it belongs to Plony.
I'm talking about Maisa Sheni. He's saying it's Maisa Sheni. Morris says he's never going to be. If it's been sold, there's Biodo Litlon. So here it's beferish that he's never going to be.
Why is that not a migra? He could have just,
it's not even a migu when you want to say biyado liftoso, because the migu has to be real, right? He's not going to spend his money to be pulled out. I don't even understand that, come to think of it. Why wouldn't you spend your money to be pulled out because it becomes yours?
Why is it coming?
Right, it becomes yours. Bishlama, in the case of the Rosh, you're not going to spend money to be masakin his tvua. Your money becomes trumas umaisvus, and his tvua becomes niska. But why wouldn't you spend money to be paid the hektish? That's two questions on the Shmaitzer. Number one, why wouldn't the other of Dosa be migul? The Rosh that he brings down doesn't apply, because why wouldn't you be paid the hektish? It becomes yours. What do you lose?
Deal.
What?
It's a bad deal, maybe, to be paid the hektish.
Why? It becomes yours.
Well, no, yeah, right. You pay, what do you pay? You pay the market price for that thing?
The truth is, you always lose that. You always
get the cow cheaper in the shop.
Always lose that.
You lose, right. You lose.
Why do you lose?
By heck, you have to pay a higher price. You get it's like they built it in based on English. Anytime you do business with Hector.
You're going to buy the cow from Hector's sustainers, you're going to pay a lot.
Anytime you do business with Hector.
You're going to pay more for a cow.
You have to pay
more for
a cow. Where does it say that? Adorabba.
I'm guessing.
Hector shoving money, shoving fruit to Mechula. They won't let you do it, but the evidence is good if you find it on a shoving fruit.
That's the cash of Shlomo Rambam. They won't let you do it, so what kind of.
Yeah.
You're saying, why would you do it?
Well, you're saying.
I've seen the Gemara many times that as you learn the Gemara, you see that they're very macro, that make sure Hekdesh always wins.
Yeah, but that's what
you always lose.
Buying, that's what you, when they're buying and selling over there, it says by the birds, or when they're buying and selling flour, or they're buying and selling birds.
Or a craftsman that does service for the
rest of the. But here, the system, when something was Hekdesh, by the Kabayas, and someone was paid it, and the money went to Hekdesh. I never saw there that they. Adarabba, there it says, Hekdesh Shavim Moneh Shechilol Shavim Prutum Mechulol. Doesn't say they demanded a higher price. When they were in the marketplace, they went for the wholesale price, not the retail price, or the retail price, not the wholesale price, whatever. I never saw that by pigeon. But anyway, it becomes yours. I don't hear. Okay, that's two questions we have. I'll be my and believe that. So one question is, why is the Shmaitzer so sure that the Yodo is not a migu by being paid the Hekdesh? That's question one. Question two is, he himself, when he talks about Maisa Sheni and the Gemara and the Ran, and he shows from there that it's Momin, and then he says, so if it's Momin, so then he goes back to his Kasha, why is Biyodo Liftol so good? But the Gemara itself says a Biyodo over there in that case. Like, he's oblivious to that. He doesn't even mention that. But the Gemara has a Biyodo there also. So I can't believe that's a biyado of migu. Biyado litlon, he could take it, he would be stealing. That's a biyado of bailus. So, basically. So you see, adarava, that if something is this combo, momen and isser, so the biyado could be one of bailus. If anything, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin proves that point. Basically. Let's go baita today. So that's his question. So the Shmaitzer says a big yisod, that there's a difference when you're dealing with Isser and an aspect of Momin. He says there's a difference between taking the money Mirshus Hekdesh Lushus Gavoa or vice versa. The L'Rishus Govoa. That's Duran's case. He's saying it's my Sersheni money. So he's taking it out of Rishus Hedjo, so to speak. He's saying it doesn't belong to the Yusayimim, it's Rishus Govoa, it's my Sersheni money. Havalei Mishum Haitzos moment. Ve'en Eirecho Nemon Bo. That's Duran. Aval Ahepech, says the Shmaitzo. But when he says it's was Nifter, he's taking money away from Hekdesh and saying it's Hedyot money. Aval Ahepech, Lahod, Mishus Gavoy, Lushus Hedyot. Lo Ichbus Lon Behekdesh, Mishum Torres Momen Shabo, Ele Mishum Torres Isur Sheyesh Bo, Velachain Amrinim Beyerecho Nemon Beyisurin, Hechod de Biyodo. So maybe you want to venture a svara.
I mean, I can the kasha side out here was that we see that hekdesh of svara should be more chamor than
chamor is not the point.
Well, it's
not the point, chamor. In other words, the pshat is like this: when you're taking something away from hekdesh. Then the primary Hekdesh is not a business. It's not in it for business. Hekdesh is not like a monetary setup. So when you're taking something away from Hekdesh, you're not going to deal when you're saying it doesn't really, it's not really Hekdesh. So the primary thing is Issur v'Heter. The primary thing is not Mammon. Like Bezdin is not a, you know, it's not like a king, that the king has treasures and it doesn't have treasures. It's not like that.
Me'ila.
How do you know Me'ila is a moment of Stikadin? Maybe Me'ila is an Issa Dikadin. Okay.
But it's just I know that's not the point.
Chomer is not the point. Okay, very good. You're learning the right words. Chomer is not the point. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm thinking now as I speak. So when you're taking something away from Hekdesh, so you're going to deal with primarily that it's not Osir, it's Mutter. But when you're saying, when you're taking money away from me, then you have to deal with the moment angle. You have to deal with the moment angle. You start off who you're taking the money away from. Because you want the aid to be Nemon to say it's not his. So when you're saying it's not a head yokes, so you have to deal with the moment angle. Dealing with the moment angle. So then that's the Ran, and therefore the Ran says you need not Einecha Beisurin. You're not going to just say Einecha Nemon Beisurin because you're saying it's not yours, it's my Shani's. But when you're going the other way, so you're going to treat it primarily like a Dvarish Dabashal Issa. Not going to deal with primarily as a governor of Mormon. Hekdesh is not running a business.
Can we go back though to this? So he's really saying that we're able to divide it into its Iser Chelek and its Mammon.
Well, I don't know what you mean by divide. He's saying how when an Eirechad is talking about it and it has two aspects to it, that was his problem. So the, you know, the Ran says you can't ignore the Mammon aspect. Now the Shvaitz is Mechadish, but the Ran only says that when you're taking it away from Hedger. So you can't ignore the money aspect because, you know, if you start off like you're saying it's not yours, so that's a momentistic angle because he's talking about the Hedger. So you can't ignore the money angle because, you know, he's saying, Lo Shel Zeh, Ela Shel Zeh. So when you're saying Lo Shel Hedyot, Dela Shel Hekdesh, you have to deal with it like Mominus. But when you're saying Lo Shel Hekdesh, Ela Shel Hedyot, then you can say it's primarily Isser. You're saying it's not a Dever Isser.
Like the Rav said the other day, we have like Erva, and there could be Moministic repercussions, but we say that primarily it's Erva, and the Mammon is really just like a Dever Stud. It's not really the fact that we'll have...
That's a good sentence. I don't remember saying it, but...
So I'm just in other words, why here this is like divided up.
Let's say the mitzvah of tzedakah. You have certain things that are mixtures of Isser and Mammon. The mitzvah of tzedakah, all the matnas kahuna, matnas aniyim. These are all like combos, combinations of Isser and Mominus.
You usually have to say primarily it's a din.
I don't know. It could be up to check on each thing differently. The Marshal, the Ram and the Dorim, who's down to Machoikos Rishonim, if you say Suffolk Momon the Kula or Suffolk Yisura the Chumra, when you have such mitzvahs. It's a big Ram. We're going to Dorim, a huge Ram on that Zion. Huge Ram. Okay, that's the Shmaitz's answer. And now he brings a raya. The Chenir Midibre Toysus Me'ila. That when Momon is Bishus Hekdesh, you don't deal with it as Momon, but you deal with it as Isser. But it's not Brutus of Hekdesh, and awful the kiss Molly Mo'os, Bohotzi Achas, the Mohal Misfaker. Victor Toysus Libotel Beruba, I am Shah. Well, my Kusha, of Toysus Kasha. That's a big famous episode based on a Gemara of Beitza. That moment is not bottle. Moment, if your dollar bill falls into my $1 million pot, so it's not bottle. You get back your dollar. So what's the Gemara? So what's the kasha? So Toysus says the bottle beruva. The Gemara says, Moil Misfake. Toysus asks, let it be Bottle Barov. The Shmaitza asks, what's Toysus Kasha? Mom is not Bottle. The Lisa of the Petzenberg, Meshulin, Arish Masarvalek, Havchit, and Lasarakav, and Shachavero, Yochel Halal Vachodi. You could laugh at you and eat up the whole thing, including your Kav. Babagav, the Shomar Minon, the Isser Tchumen Shaboy Shaper Botel, Ayan Shom Basugya. Rather, there, the aspect, you know, you're not allowed to take outside the Tchum something that belongs to someone on Shabbos. You know, you can't go outside the owner's Tchum. So, there, the Gemara says that aspect of it is Botel. And you could take the food item, let's say it's a food item, a kugel, you could take the kugel outside the Tchum of the person who gave the sugar. Because even though the moment of the sugar is not batel, but the din of the tchum, the iser angle is batel barov. So the Shmaitzer says, "Babel gav the shomar mina the iser tchumen shaboy shaper batel ayin shom besugya." Haynu mishum the iser tchumen who iser b'fnei atzmo, veinu toli b'iser geza. Tafilu hishel loykelov. Nami habi karagli abayla ben ashmoshes. Babel gavi hektish. What's Toysus Kasha? Even the Memoinal of Botel. Wait, I keep forgetting which is the Gemara and which is the Toysus. I'm going to make this a little bit of 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 The Gemara says Yemoyel Mosfeker. Toysus asks, it should be Bottle Barov. We want to defend Toysus. Even though maybe we should want to defend the Gemara. I don't know. We want to defend Toysus. I always get confused when the Gemara asks, says something, and Toysus asks a Kasha, and we don't understand Toysus Kasha, and we want to defend Toysus. Why don't we defend the Gemara? So here, Toysus asks, why isn't it Bottle Barov? So we're asking on Toysus, let me just get this straight, we're asking on Toysus, but Mom is not Bottle Barov, what's your kasha? So the Schmeitzer's explaining, so what's Toysus kasha? El al korchach tzarch loyman, because of Toysus, you see, the benichs, because of Toysus kasha, let it be bottle below, the benichse gavoa lo ilum ein donim by Toras momen, rak Toras iser, vidoik. So that's what he proves from Toysus. He proves from Toysus, I wonder what Toysus Teres is. He proves from Toysus that you primarily look at the iser angle of it, not the momen angle. This is a big shaila by Mi'ila, Soma Machalik between Kotche, but the Kabayis, Kedushas HaGuf with a korban. This is like a very huge inyan that the Shmaya just touches upon. What part of Hekdesh do you deal with as Issa V'Heter? And what angle of Hekdesh do you deal with as Mammon? So the Shmaitzah is Maskana, is that you deal with it primarily as Issa V'Heter, not as Mammon Hekdesh. What? Not as Mammon. You know, even though there's no denying it has both aspects to it, but you deal with it primarily as a Dover of Issa V'Heter, not as a Dover of Mammon.
If you're coming to take Momo away from Hekdesh, not away from Hekdesh too.
Yeah, because when you take away from Hekdesh, then it's Momo, because you're dealing right now with something of Momo. The third kasha of the Shmaitza, the Chaditzor Chiyon, is like a third. I already had one kasha about the Shela ben Adorim, the second kasha about the Momo with Hekdesh beyond the Lefdoso. Now is the third question, and with that he finishes the parak. He has a behema. It's ostensibly giving birth to a firstborn. So he's saying that he sold it to a guy when it was still a fetus. So we say he is Nemon. Why is he Nemon? Besides that, we're dealing with Issa V'Heter, that it's Kedusha, but Kedusha is Bechora, but it belongs to a Kayan.
That's why
Torah
Hiyah. Yeah.
Bechol Sheyesh Bo, Bishamomin, Aflinian Issa Shabo, Eno Nemon, Timasha Kosov, Rabban, Gabi Maisa Shani. Because it's primarily Momin, so here also, it should be primarily Momin. You're taking the Momin away from the Kayan. Why don't you say it's primarily Momin? When it's still a Muberes, he says it, then it's Biyodo right now. Shaper Mehemim Shemigud Yochel Mokro right now. The Gamba Momin Mahani Migu, Biyodo is Nemun, right? Avalim Kvar Yoldo Zohar, Fu Becheskas Bechor, and the Koyen, the Malabayas Oymesh Kvar Mokar, is that Tula Havi Migu, the Malafreya Loy Mahani Migu, it's Migu the Malafreya. So this should be, we should look at it as Momen Koyen. The Efshar Kivon. The Sothing of Moina Lakula, the Mech Mechvel of Araya.
Yeah, I mean, there's two. What do you mean, Lakula?
Something of Moina Lakula.
Oh, you mean I get it.
You should have heard that phrase before Moldaani. Something of Moina Lakula. That's a Mesamech Bela Mariah.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other side of the coin?
No, that is the coin.
Oh, that is the coin.
Something of Moina Lakula means that. Lakula. You leave it by the Nitva.
That's called Lakula. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Lakula one is coming the other one.
That's true, but Lakula means you can't take it away from him. You have to leave it by him. That's interesting. The Kayan has no raya that he didn't sell it. So you can't deal with a very funny. I don't know who needs the raya. Who's the Moitz of Mechavero here?
The Kayan.
It's ostensibly a Bechor. So Shmaitz is saying you can't deal with the moment angle of the Kayan, because the Kayan really doesn't know. Maybe he did sell it. The Kayan doesn't have any rias. So you can only talk about the Issa of the Hetter Shaboy. You can't talk about it as moment Kayan.
Well, we talk about even it, though it's deal with it.
No, the Shmaitz is answering. You don't deal with it as moment Kayan, because the Kayan really has no schus mamoni here.
Because
he has no. Yeah, Kozman, he doesn't have a raya. So you can't deal with it as Mammon Kayan, so you're only dealing with it as the Issa V'Heter. So that's why he's never to say sold it to God. You don't know if he sold it to a guy or not. It's a little strange, because ostensibly it's a Bechor. So ostensibly it's Mammon Kayan. But the Shmaitz is looking at it that the Kayan as if has to bring a Raya, because he doesn't have a Raya that he didn't sell it. So forget the Inyan Mamoni here, because nobody has any rayas. So then you revert back to the Issa V'Heter, and then the Malabos saying he sold it is Nemon, because it's Issa V'Heter. So he says, That's a kibbutz of the point of the kula of the mitzvah of araya. It came ain't lekayin chelik moment bo. Ain't boy other mishum iser greido. Mishmachin nemel iser shaboy legabid iser. He's nemon shekvor mochro lekayin oydemu beres. Then the shmeitzer says that the chayrit is. Besides the usual din of cheskas moment in a much mechvel of araya, sometimes you have the chazoka komash tachas yirodim shalohu. That's more like a cheskas birur, like chazoka einodim for the masida, chazoka einodim for reya. They have all these types of chazokas that we've talked about in past mitzvahs, sort of like Ruba the Lesser Kamons. So sometimes you have. Besides the din cheskas moment of a mitzvah and a veil of araya, when you're dealing with an object that's in my pocket, so sometimes you have chazoka, it's called chazoka koma shatachas yirodim shalom. That's more like a Ruba the Lesser come on.
Isn't that like the Russian definition of Bibles? The beginning of in Bar Mitzvah, talks about,
I don't know if you're referring to. There's different aspects. There's muhzuk, where you say what's the matter of raya, and sometimes you say kol mashatachas yiradim shalohu by godros, animals which walk around. Or if we're talking about if I owe you money, obviously there's no chazoka komash atachas yiradim shalohu. That's not the dispute. Anyway, so the Shmaitzer says that the chora here, why don't you say chazoka komash atachas yiradim shalohu? Oh, because it's, I would answer because it's animals. An animal is no chazoka komash. He doesn't answer. Lo min chazoka komash atachas yiradim shalohu, mistomo loy mokroi, kivin dim loy mokroi, reo nitsi koyin. Because anyway, it's not his. Anyway, it's not his. It's manu shechnat. It's not the person who it's tachas yados. So you can't say chazaka kol mashdach ben shalohu, because it's either he's saying he sold it to the goy, and if he's not nemun, it's the koyans, and if he is nemun, it's the goys. So it's certainly not his. So you can't deal with the chazaka. Elamai, you deal with the mamonus, with the mamonus of it. So he says, you don't deal with the mamonus of it, since you don't, nobody has any raya who it belongs to. So you deal with the isser shabo, not with the mamonus shabo. His kasha was, you should have to deal with the mamonus shabo because of the chazoka, because of the cheskas koma, shetakas yirodim shalom. So you have to deal with that chazoka. That's like a reality, like Ruba the Lesser, come on. So Teretz is, you don't deal with that here, because Manushach, it's not the violence. So there's no chazaka komash tachgav shalohu, because it's either the koyim or the guy, it ain't his. So Elamai, stop, we're dealing with the money of it, like the muksuk of it, whose is it? So that you deal with the issue of the head there, because nobody has any raya whose it is.
What is the role of the violin by before? I mean, Elamai say it's in his shoot until the coin comes, and sometimes it's his question.
No, it's moment coin automatically. He just gets to pick the coins. It's right away moment coin.